We next have a number of items relating to changes in retail businesses in Norwich. We start with the news of a chocolate shop opening in the city centre.
A new shop is opening up in Norwich city centre, where the handmade cosmetic business Lush used to be situated. Called Montezuma's, it is a chocolate shop started in 2000 by two lawyers based in West Sussex and currently with five shops across the UK, including in London. The Norwich shop on the corner of Gentleman's Walk is currently being refurbished with an aim of opening later this month. It comes as another new chocolate shop, Dotty, recently opened in Bedford Street. Both come after Norwich lost its old world chocolate shop, Digby's, after owner Digby Edison pulled out of the city to relocate to Cromer years ago, and the former unit in the Royal Arcade then reopened briefly as the English Chocolate Company before it closed earlier this year.
The owner of a new family-run Turkish restaurant in Norwich is hoping to bring a new lease of life to the former Prezzo building. The restaurant will serve a range of hot and cold meze, including hummus, halloumi and falafel, alongside meat dishes such as chicken or lamb shish, lamb cutlets and a mixed barbecue. For those with a sweet tooth, the dessert menu features baklava, layers of phyllo pastry with walnuts and ice cream, and a sütlak, which is an oven-baked rice pudding. Mr. Albi is originally from the Kurdish region of East Turkey, where he worked in catering while studying as a teacher, and came to England as a refugee 30 years ago. After working in fashion production for 5 years, he decided to follow his passion and open his first restaurant, and he hasn't looked back since.
Greetings card retailer Clinton's is in a restructuring talk with landlords over possibly closing 66 of its 332 stores. The retailer, also renowned for selling Yankee candles, employs about 2,500 staff nationwide. It emerged that it is considering some store closures and seeking rent reductions from landlords on its other stores. Clinton's has stores in Castle Quarter and Chapelfield Shopping Centre, as well as in the High Street, King's Lynn. It is the latest retailer to seek rent reductions from High Street landlords while suffering financial woes. Clinton's is reported to have called a meeting warning landlords it needed to close some stores while demanding rent reductions on around 206 others, which could be moved to a model where rent payments are linked to the store's performance.
Britannia Enterprises has fallen into liquidation, owing more than £600,000 to creditors. The community interest company, CIC, previously ran cafes across the city, including Cafe Britannia at HMP Norwich, Park Britannia at Waterloo Park, Gibraltar Gardens at Higham Street, Court Britannia at Norwich Crown Court, and Guildhall Britannia in the city centre. A community interest company is a business run as a social enterprise, which aims to use its profits and assets for the public good. The company's main role was to rehabilitate serving prisoners by offering them jobs in their various cafes. The CIC, led by businesswoman Davina Tanner, MBE, has appointed liquidators Stuart Bennett to wind down the company, owing a total of £629,739. The liquidator's report shows that it will be difficult for the business to repay creditors, with its assets valued at £9,284, to offset the debt. This is significantly down on the assets listed in the company's final accounts, when in December 2017 it had assets totalling £287,371. Cafe de Britannia closed this summer following a dispute with the Ministry of Justice. Gibraltar Gardens has now also closed. The Parc Britannia at Waterloo Park has been taken over by a sole trader. Any creditors who have not been listed on the liquidator's report have been asked to contact Stuart Bennett directly via its website. Now our first feature. This is by Derek James and titled Remembering the Pioneering TV Days for Youngsters. Our reader is Tim Peters.